The Bible is filled with special meals. In Exodus, the children of Israel ate the Passover while being protected from the angel of death. They also ate manna in the wilderness, provided by God for 40 years to sustain his people. We speak of heaven as the wedding feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, as an eternal banquet where the celebration never ends. On the night Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and wine, saying, "This is my body, this is my blood," thus instituting the Lord's Supper. King Solomon, writing in the book of Proverbs, spoke of wisdom as a young woman giving a feast. Everyone is invited to the feast, young and old, but especially those who are weak and foolish. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also set the table. Who is this wisdom? St. Paul said of Jesus, "For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to the Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God." This week we will explore the wisdom of God and the lessons which come from knowing our Lord. May he bless you richly as you learn of him. Amen.